When you spend $20 billion taxpayer dollars a year, inefficient and unnecessarily complex are not the adjectives you want to hear for how you do it. But that's what the Government Accountability Office has revealed about the Veterans Affairs Department. Joining me with more, Michelle Mackin, Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO. Michelle, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
And so in the case of VA, it seems almost as if the acquisition system, which is not necessarily at the heart of the problems the agency has had, but can certainly help some of the problems the agency has had, is something itself needing a lot of attention.
Absolutely, Tom. We found, frankly, a number of fundamental issues that are really hindering the department's ability to effectively buy what they need for veterans at the medical centers. And, one fundamental example is the basic policies and procedures that the contracting officers have to follow. We have actually a picture in our report of a contracting officer wandering through a forest of trees that's information letters and policy flashes and memos and two different versions of the acquisition regulation, one dating from 1997 and one from 2008, and they were actually directed to consult both because the 08 version was out of date. So that's 8 years old, and so the result is a patchwork of, these memos that come out, and it's very difficult for the contracting officers to keep track of what they're supposed to be doing.
The VA does not require the federal acquisition regulation. It has its own system.
Yes, all agencies, of course, the federal acquisition regulation is the overriding source, but each agency has their own supplement. But to be 8 years old is really out of date. And despite all these other memos that come out, that's the source contracting officers typically would go to.
Because you cite the VA's policy for medical surgical supply orders, and that's something that in general, maybe just because of habit, but the VA has gotten good marks over the years for how it handles that particular and very central item.
Well, we found some issues there, quite frankly, Tom. VA requires, so it's mandatory, that these national contracts be used to buy medical and surgical supplies because they're able to get substantial discounts. Obviously, this department has a lot of buying power that it can leverage in the marketplace. But what we found, and that VA acknowledges, is that a lot of the medical center buyers are not using those national contracts. They're going open market, they're using purchase cards, or they have their own contracts. So there's substantial missed opportunities there to be leveraging that buying power at the national level. And even at the local levels, their medical centers all buy eyeglasses and elevator maintenance and landscaping services, but what we found is a very fragmented, decentralized approach to even those basic services and supplies that, they could get together and leverage their buying power in that regard as well.
Could that be a function of the VA trying to implement small business buying practices and trying to meet goals there?
That's a big part of their responsibility, absolutely. But, you can buy strategically and still spend a lot of your money with small businesses, and they actually have good marks in that regard. They do a lot of work with small businesses. Some of these national contracts I mentioned are with small businesses as well. So those two things can go hand in glove.
So it's not really then you're finding the contracting officers are necessarily not good at what they do, but simply that with all of these conflicting versions and updates that overlap one another of the regulations, maybe nobody could find their way through that thicket.
That's a big thicket, and the other issue is, the actual system for ordering off of these contracts. I'm old enough to remember when we first started using computers, and that's what that ordering screen looks like. It's, understandable that somebody won't spend the time to go in and enter the exact item number for the exact kind of bandage they need when it's easier just to use a purchase card and get what you need. So IT systems, that's something the department struggled with in many regards, and we found that to be a problem here in the procurement realm as well.
We're speaking with Michelle Mackin, Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO. So it sounds like VA has two fronts that they need to do some work on. One is harmonizing all of their policies, and maybe a third area, which would be training people in it, and then having systems that would back up all of this.
That's right. It's the people, the processes, and the systems. And another big component of all this, which is more of a morass and probably more difficult to deal with, is simply the organizational structure for procurement. There were multiple organizations at the headquarters level, at VHA, at the regional level, and then 21 local contracting offices. They all have a hand in this aspect of procurement. And, you know, it's difficult for the customers at the medical centers to know, do I go to the National Acquisition Center or the Strategic Acquisition Center? They all have contracts for different items. And, you know, right now they're actually in the process of transferring the medical and surgical responsibilities from the National Acquisition Center to the Strategic Acquisition Center. It's a complex web, and, you know, even after being in this for quite a while, we had trouble sorting it all out. So you can imagine if you're a buyer at a medical center, it's a little bit daunting to figure out what to do.
And so when things get to that point, it sounds like something, well, take the systems, for example, that's not something the CIO can do in isolation any more than the acquisition channel or the financial channel can do anything in isolation to fix all of this. Sounds like something else to put on the secretary's plate or the deputy secretary.
Yeah, I think, you know, and VA is not the only department where we've seen there's not an integrated procurement and financial system, but that's causing a lot of problems at the department. The thing is, it's been a known problem for many, many years. So I think sustained management attention and implementing, the secretary has this MyVA initiative, which is very broad, but supply chain transformation is part of it. You know, they want to do the right thing. I think sustained implementation and management attention are going to be required because it really is a complex web of issues they're dealing with.
Did this request for GAO come through the VA committees on Capitol Hill?
Yes, it came from the House side.
I wonder if they were hearing from people in the working level saying this is impossible for us to do anything right. I'm wondering how the committee knew how bad this or deeply this problem went.
Well, there's been a number of IG reports. We've issued reports, and obviously as part of our work, we always go out to the field and talk to the people, you know, on the ground who are dealing with these issues. So, you know, it's no secret that it's not working well. It's just how do you get a grip on it? And, you know, again, the bottom line here is leveraging the taxpayer dollars. There's a lot of buying power at the department.
Now, you've made 10 recommendations, and your report says that the VA agrees with all 10 of them. What does it take to start getting implementation of fixing them?
You know, it's going to be a while. Some are going to be a little easier than others to implement. You know, one example is in 2014, they required each medical center to establish a contract liaison position. So that would help the buyers work with the contracting staff to smooth out the process and make it more efficient. What we found is that 40% of the medical centers had not implemented that position, but the ones that did, it was working really well. But there had been no follow-through, again, on the department's part, to go out and see if that directive had been implemented. So I think that one will be easy just to understand why those medical centers hadn't implemented that. Others, like, you know, the use of these national contracts I was talking about, that's going to take some time. They don't know the extent to which those national contracts aren't being used.
Now, refresh my memory. Is the VA procurement system on the GAO's high-risk list, or will it be added?
We in 2015, last year, added VA healthcare to our high-risk list. Procurement is not, you know, it's not all about procurement, but some of the reasons that we added that to our list are reflected in our work on procurement. Organizational policies and procedures, IT systems. We've all heard about the scheduling problems at the medical center. They're using 30-year-old technology, similar to what we found.
So if they start to make progress in the next year, can progress alone get something off of the high-risk list, even though they're not too nirvana yet?
Typically, it takes agencies a while to get, quote-unquote, off the high-risk list. There's a lot they need to do there that's way beyond the procurement. In terms of our specific report and these 10 recommendations, you know, we obviously will track their progress and, you know, close those recommendations once we see documentation that they have implemented them.
Michelle McInnes, Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.
Read the report and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.